With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrip. Former President Trump was in Waterford Township, Michigan, about 40 miles northwest of Detroit Saturday, rallying supporters at a jetport. The Saturday rally comes just a day after a New York judge ordered Mr. Trump and his companies to pay $355 million in fines plus interest after ruling he had manipulated his net worth in financial statements.
The Democrat club-controlled judge in Gorin has already been reversed four times on this case alone. It's a record. Never happened before. Every time we went up, he got reversed, and hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win, because New York State's in a lot of problems.
Michigan holds its GOP primary February 27th. Also at SRNNews.com, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas met with the newly elected Guatemalan president and discussed regional migration, security, and economy in the Central American nation. Saturday's meeting in Germany at the Munich Security Conference comes just days after the Republican-controlled House voted to impeach Mayorkas for the Biden administration's border policy. Political writer Matt Contenetti says the White House has no need to keep lecturing Israel about showing restraint in Gaza. Instead, he says, the U.S. should be praising Israel.
It would be helpful. It would be worthy to do that. And we should recall, too, that the IDF has taken great pains at following America's advice in order to reduce civilian casualties, thereby actually increasing the risk to Israeli soldiers.
Contenetti tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. instead should stand firmly in Israel's corner as it seeks to eradicate the Hamas terrorist infrastructure in Rafah. Britain says Foreign Secretary David Cameron visiting the Falkland Islands this week to show that they're a valued part of the British family. SRN News. Americans say that churches have a positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban has been rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates. Both Democrats and Republicans joined in an 8-1 vote in a House subcommittee to kill the measure, which would have prohibited abortions except in cases necessary to save the mother's life. Meanwhile, on a party-line vote, Democrats on the same panel voted down a different bill that would have prohibited abortions sought on the basis of sex or race of the unborn baby. SRN News. The National Archives building was evacuated this week after two protesters dumped red powder on the protective case around the U.S. Constitution.
The building's rotunda will remain closed for the third straight day. Two climate radicals were seen dumping the powder on the display case Wednesday. So conservationists are using vacuum cleaners and cotton swabs as well as bags full of shredded erasers to clean up the stuff.
Tayshia Stevens reports there was no damage to the Constitution itself. Police arrested two suspects and issued a statement insisting they will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. 2 years after California launched an effort to keep organic waste out of landfills, the state's behind getting food recycling programs up and running. CalRecycle says about three-quarters of communities are currently collecting organic waste from homes. Check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.